I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. This is WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Stocks rose higher following a strong economic report from Germany and some good news from corporations, including McDonald's. The Dow Jones rose 45 points, closing at 10,699. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also closed higher. As you've been hearing on WNYC, Verizon and Google are coming close to an agreement that could allow Verizon to stream online content faster if the creators of that content pay for the service. The deal could mean higher charges for internet users. And it's not just newspapers that are suffering in this recession. Magazine sales have dropped. The Audit Bureau of Circulation reports total circulation is down 2.3% for the first half of the year, about the same decline experienced in 2009. Publishers say the fall is due to high costs associated with printing special issues, consumers having less disposable income to spend, and more free content available on the web. Cultural institutions, like companies, are facing challenges in this economy when it comes to getting access to credit. An example is the American Folk Art Museum. It opened just a few doors down from the Museum of Modern Art in 2001, and because of revenue troubles, it's in the middle of trying to renegotiate $32 billion in bonds that were issued to finance the building. The New York Times reported this story in detail this morning, and reporter Katie Taylor joins us now to talk more about the Folk Art Museum and how other cultural organizations in New York are faring in the current economy. Welcome to the 411, Katie.
Thanks.
And did I get that number right, $32 billion, or is it $32
no,
million?
It's $32 million.
All right, my heart started to beat faster. Yeah, right? I was like, wait a minute, no way. Okay, so tell me how significant, I mean, $32 million is still a hefty financial problem. What's going on at the American Folk Art Museum?
Well, you know, building a building and a permanent home for a cultural institution can be a wonderful thing, and it can also be a big burden. You know, other institutions have gotten to this kind of situation, and, you know, basically they burdened themselves with a lot of debt, which means very substantial payments every year to service the debt, and between that and other high costs that they just weren't able to meet through fundraising and revenue, they got into a situation where they, at this point, can no longer make payments on their debt for the moment. So they're having to negotiate. It's a little bit of a complex Byzantine financial thing, but they're having to negotiate with the insurance company that insured their debt for basically, you know, some time to straighten out their finances and get current on their payments.
I know every arts organization is different, but you alluded to this Byzantine structure. Do a lot of arts organizations have similar structures, and are they facing similar debt problems as a result?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of arts organizations will borrow money by issuing bonds in order to, you know, often build a building, and New York City has encouraged this, and there's a public benefit corporation called the Trust for Cultural Resources of the City of New York that has done bond issues for about 20 major cultural organizations, including Lincoln Center, which has done, you know, a really big redevelopment project over the last several years, and the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Museum of Modern Art, and smaller arts organizations have borrowed money this way as well. This is the first institution to have gone into default on a bond issue done through the Trust for Cultural Resources. Other small institutions have run into problems and had to restructure their debt, but this is a significant one.
Well, let's talk about that. How's the financial health of the city's cultural institutions overall?
You know, I think it's getting a little better than it was a couple of years ago. I mean, some of their endowments are starting to recover, but it's very tough, and fundraising is a very difficult challenge all the time, and it's difficult in different ways for different institutions. And, you know, some institutions like MoMA and the Met just have, you know, these incredibly powerful, wealthy boards that they can draw upon. And some institutions really struggle to get support, and it can depend on a lot of different factors, you know, the location and also the mission of the organization and sort of what kind of people it attracts to its board. So it's a complicated picture.
Katie Taylor is a reporter who covers the business of the arts for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
No problem.
This is WNYC.